Hello, and welcome to another episode of Catalyst Stories. This is Damon. It's not John today. I get to be a special guest host on Catalyst Stories because our guest today is actually John Hino. So welcome to the show, John. Welcome to your show.
Hi, Damon, and thank you for hosting.
Oh, my pleasure. And it's exciting to be able to come on to Catalyst Stories and be the host because, you know, I'm just so encouraged by all of the testimonies that have occurred and we've been able to share on Catalyst Stories. So it's really a pleasure for me to be able to come on and talk with you, John, about some of the things that have gone on Catalyst Stories over the past year and then also to project what 2025 is going to look like for Catalyst Stories.
Yeah, well, thanks, Damon. It'll be a great time to wish everyone a happy new year and to say that in 2024 we had 10 people come on and share their testimonies on Catalyst Stories, the podcast. And we released one video testimony from Elena that was produced by Emily Ganico. And so that was a lot of fun. And since this journey of Catalyst Stories has started, 37 people in our church have shared testimonies on via the podcast and video. And so really blessed by that.
And I don't know if you know this, John, but it's been a pretty amazing story for Catalyst Stories in terms of the reach, because there have been 37 people that have shared, and that's been the total number of listens for Catalyst Stories on those 37 episodes is actually close to 15,000.
Wow.
So 15,000 people have listened to an episode of Catalyst Stories, which is pretty amazing, the reach of some of these testimonies and where the Lord has been able to take some of them. So it's really encouraging to see what the Lord is doing with Catalyst Stories.
No, I got to tell you, I'm so excited to hear that, because when we ventured out and we started Catalyst Stories, one of the goals was we wanted to point people to God the Father. Mm-hmm. And if we can do that to 15,000 or more, then that is so awesome. And it kind of reminds me, I'm going to kind of flip the tables here and ask you a question, because there's been a lot of talk at Catalyst about being a city on a hill. And I thought maybe that'd be a good chance to have that discussion on the potential impact of a podcast, whether it's Engage to Flourish or Catalyst Stories, in being a shining city on a hill.
Okay, so I thought I was going to get a chance to be the host today, John, and because
I
was going to go next with this episode, was talking about how the potential of Catalyst Stories as a platform for our church as the city on a hill.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things that we've been talking about in this new season. We just had our first service at our new facility that the Lord has given to us.
Yay.
And part of the sense from the staff level as well as our church is that the direction that he's taking us into is being a city on a hill, where people are recognizing there's something unique about that place, that church, those people, that's intriguing, enticing, that's something that I want. And really it's to be in the presence of the Lord and to find the healing and wholeness that he has for us, and to be able to just really step into who we were created and called to be. And I believe that Catalyst Stories is a platform to help people to experience that for the first time.
Yes.
And so people can see through the testimonies of our people, and some people that might not be from Catalyst in the future. We've talked about having people that are not a part of our church as well, because you know, God is such a big God. He doesn't just move in people at our church, but he's moving throughout the world. And we do have other contacts and other people that we are associated with that we would love to have on the podcast just to share stories about what God is doing in their life.
Yeah.
But really, this is a platform for people to be able to hear stories of what God is doing, be introduced to God the Father and who he really is. Because, you know, the way that the enemy works in the world is he's trying to distort people's understanding and view of God. And that makes people hesitant to come into relationship or come to church. You know, had a recent conversation with someone as we were inviting them to church. They said, oh, if I go there, I'm going to burn up, right? And so somewhere they've heard this message that if they go to church because of their lifestyle, they're going to burn up, right? And that's not true. That's not the truth of who God is. That's not the truth of what an experience of coming to church is like. And so through Catalyst Stories or through this podcast, it's an opportunity for people to have a clear picture of who God is and his care for them and his love for them and his desire to see them flourish. And so I really believe that Catalyst Stories has been something that God has been using already and God will continue to use as we as a church step into being a city on a hill to really shine the light of the Lord to other people out there.
Yeah, and that's what I've seen with all the people that have shared their testimonies on Catalyst Stories. I think of Sharon Lee that shared this past year, and as soon as her mom heard her podcast and was so blessed and so proud of her daughter for sharing, her mom had forwarded her testimony over to another family member, and they reconnected again over the holidays. And I thought that was so wonderful for this family member to be able to reconnect with their family again and to draw out the things that God had done in Sharon's life. And that was so, another shining example of, you know, being a city on a hill. And then I think also of this past year, Sang had shared on the podcast, and something she had mentioned on the podcast that in the past her family had not acknowledged these miracles that have happened, these healings that happened in her family. And I felt like when she shared on Catalyst Stories of these miracles, of these healings that had taken place, it released something. And no more than a week later, Sang was at church and was able to pray over a sister in our church who was healed at that time. And so I'm just seeing the far-reaching impact of someone hearing a testimony and then blessing others and extending the reach of that, almost like a testimony from a testimony. And you've seen that too, reaching across the globe even. I wondered if you can share on that.
Yeah, so with Sang's testimony, she also shared about part of her story was she had gone to, I believe it was Harvest Crusade.
Yes.
And so it was at Angel Stadium.
Angel Stadium, yeah.
And there's a huge crowd of people, you know, thousands of people that are there. And she was experiencing the Harvest Crusade, and the person sitting in front of her turned around and wanted to bless her. And that made a huge impact in her life. And so this past year, I was able to go on our team that went to Mozambique and Kenya. And while we were there, Kyle has shared this story before, but you know, some of us had gone to a church and we were ministering to, and we got a chance to preach and we were ministering to the people there. And Kyle had this word that he felt like the Lord gave him for this young woman that was there. And, you know, there were some hesitations like, oh, I don't know if it's really from the Lord, or there's a language barrier. Is she even going to be able to receive what I have, what the Lord has for her?
Yeah.
And then he felt like the Lord brought to mind Sang's testimony from Harvest Crusade and how that one person felt like he had a word for Sang and how that impacted her life.
Yeah.
And he felt like, I don't want to stop that from happening in this situation. I don't want to be the one to get in the way of what the Lord wants to do in this young lady's life because of my hesitations. And so he went out and he spoke that word into her. And so because of Sang's testimony and her sharing that on Catalyst Stories, a young woman in Mozambique was blessed because of that, because the Lord was able to use that testimony to spark that in Kyle so that he could bless that woman. And so it's pretty amazing that the reach of Catalyst Stories is not just in the people that are part of our church, but it's actually blessing people on the other side of the world, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I tell you what, I get such a charge. I was trying to think of an analogy. It's like charging an electric car, right? You know, listening and fully absorbing these testimonies really fuels my faith, and so I feel like I can go even deeper in my faith and my trust in the Lord. And I, you know, so hearing that, I'm just so inspired. And you know, it was Bill Johnson, pastor of Bethel. He once said, if we focus on what happened, meaning if we focus on the testimonies, not only will we have the mindset of Christ, but we'll have hope. And then that hope will release faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And I just think how that the testimonies of what you were sharing about Kyle sharing with this lady in Mozambique, how it gives us hope, and then that hope builds our faith, and we're able to put our faith in motion. That's so awesome.
Yeah, and it's exciting as we move into the season of stepping into being the city on the hill.
Yeah,
that the Lord is going to use and continue to use these testimonies to be a light to people, to show people that are in the midst of a dark world the light of the Lord, that they can hear from him, they can have relationship with him, that they can be transformed into the likeness of his son. And
yeah, amen.
And it's exciting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, John, I'm just really proud of you for what you've been doing with Catalyst Stories and the ways that you have been able to help lead people in sharing their stories and bringing out nuances and things that they might not have already thought about or processed in their own mind, but really being able to point them to the Lord and bringing that out through the podcast. I'm just really excited. And also through the videos as well.
Yeah. 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 Thank you, Damon. Really appreciate that. Yeah. I, you know, speaking of the video, to give kind of a sneak peek, we're working now with Emily and you, of course, to release more video testimonies and to start the year out. I thought I'd let our viewers and listeners know that we're going to have an inspirational testimony from our own Sanjay Smith and his auntie Andy. So for our listeners, be on the lookout for that amazing story, amazing testimony.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one particularly. I've been able to get a chance to know Sanjay a little bit better.
Yeah.
Over the past few months, as we've been trying to do different movie nights and different ways to just spend time together and chatting and stuff. And
yeah.
It's really going to be an exciting video to me to release and to be able to hear more of his story. If you don't know Sanjay, you know, you'll recognize him because his aunt is usually pushing him around in his wheelchair. And so it's an opportunity for him to share his story about how the Lord has led him in his life. And I'm really excited for it to come out. And also, kind of to give a pitch, Sanjay does love movies and media. So he is, as a part of Try Something New, wanting to host movie nights in the future. So hopefully we'll be able to release some information about some of those in the future soon.
Awesome.
But yeah, come out. We're planning on watching some movies together. Sanjay loves movies. So
yeah.
We're going to be trying to utilize these opportunities to grow in the Lord, but also get to know each other better and spend time enjoying movies together.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. And I mean, if you could make a movie on Sanjay's life, right? Cause I just feel like for our viewers, you're going to be so blessed when you hear these miracles that mm-hmm. God has done in his life. And, you know, he could so easily say, you know, play the victim, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he has chosen to embrace the mindset that God has a purpose for his life, and you know, the movie night, and he also wants to help people celebrate their birthdays, you know, are mm-hmm. just some of the things that he's stepping into who God has made him to be. And so I know our viewers will be so inspired by his testimony.
Yeah, we need to get this video out soon.
Yeah, I know.
I'm getting too excited about it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so John, a question that I have for you, I didn't prep you on this, but, you know, as we've been able to gather different stories from different people, you know, we haven't had too many repeat voices yet. So are you ready to start asking people that have come on previously to start coming back on Catalyst Stories?
Yes, yes, and yes. So, of course, you know, heading into 2025, it's going to be great if we can have even more of our people share things that God is doing in their lives. Hopefully, you know, recently, but if there are things from a while back, then hey, there's still testimonies, right? But I'm also looking forward to putting out the call to those that have shared testimonies on Catalyst Stories before, simply because since that time, the Lord has been doing, has been even adding on to those testimonies, right? Has been building on those testimonies. And, you know, you and I, we've talked about the things that God has even done in your life, Damon, not only recently, but there's so many other things over the past that you've built on as well. So yes, we will put out a call to those that have already shared and ask if they can come back and share more about what God has been doing in their lives.
Yeah, I think that's something that's pretty amazing about having a platform like this is that God's story doesn't end.
Yes.
Right? And so just because we've shared one story, that doesn't just mean that He's done in us, but He's continuously working in us and continuously growing us. And so there's other opportunities, and there will continue to be more opportunities for more stories to come out that will bless other people. And so, you know, I've been so blessed from being able to hear. And a lot of times I'm in the office while you guys are recording. So there's times where I'm sitting behind the scenes and I'm getting teary or I'm getting emotional hearing some of these stories. In person, as the person's actually telling them.
Yeah.
But it's exciting because it's like, God's not done with that person yet.
Yes,
and God's not done with us yet, right? And so He's continuously working. And so, you know, I'm excited to hear more from some of these people that have already shared. So if you've already shared, you know, and God has been moving in you, God has been doing more stuff, just reach out to John.
Yeah.
Come back on, because you don't know the impact that you're going to have on someone else with the recent stuff that the Lord has been doing. Just because you shared something else in the past, the Lord's still working.
Yeah.
And so we want to take advantage of some of those opportunities that the Lord has given to us to bless other people as well.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And I just wanted to add, Damon, we've had people that have shared on testimony Sundays, and whether it's Thanksgiving time or before that, and we even want to invite them onto the podcast too, because what we can do is we can expand even further on what they've shared, and maybe there's been updates since the times that they've shared also on Sunday morning.
Yeah, and that's something else that I love about Catalyst Stories, John, is that you are able to help people to navigate their story as well. And I think sometimes on, you know, with the pressure of standing in front of everybody, the pressure of, I don't want to make it too long. I want, you know, I need to limit the amount of time that I'm standing on stage, because I want to give other people opportunities that to share as well. Mm-hmm. I think Catalyst Stories gives an opportunity for people to really flesh out their stories and be able to see the fullness of what God is doing in that situation, and not just the limited, you know, I got to keep it under 2 minutes. And so I don't know how much I'm able to share or how deep I'm able to go. And there's probably a lot more in that story. And so this is a platform, and this is an opportunity for people to be able to share the full story. And like I said, John, you do such a good job of helping people to process and see more of the things that the Lord is doing that they might not have even noticed or recognized in the first place. And so I really love when we have an opportunity to have open mics at church where people are able to share their stories. And I think that, you know, Catalyst Stories is an opportunity just to even take those to a new level, to take them deeper, to really grasp the fullness of what the Lord is doing in those stories. And so, yeah, I just love our church. I just love our church. It's really awesome that the Lord is moving so much in our people. And, you know, it seems like when we have testimony Sundays, there's not a long break, you know. In the past, at other places that I've been to, you know, there's times where it's like, okay, we're going to have open mic and people are going to share. And it's just quiet the whole
time,
right?
Hearing the crickets.
And, you know, I feel like a lot of times when we have testimony Sunday, it's like people are lining up and waiting to go on stage to share what the Lord is doing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just it's awesome to see and to be a part of a church where people are experiencing the Lord so much and being transformed and being able to share testimonies of people being healed or people being emotionally healed or just different things that are happening because the people are seeking the Lord and, you know, asking him to step in and be a part of their life. It's just awesome.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, John, have there been any highlights for you as part of 2024 in terms of Catalyst Stories? Anything that has really stood out to you as a kind of a hallmark or a feature of 2024 that really stood out to you?
Yeah, all the testimonies have just been so, I keep going back to the faith building aspect. Mm. I mean, I just feel like if you're a bodybuilder, with each workout, you get stronger and stronger. And I've just felt that way with all the testimonies this year, that it's so has strengthened my faith.
Mm.
And I go back to some scriptures that we have talked about before, in Revelations 12:11, that, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And so that's the power of the testimony, is overcoming power through the sharing of testimonies. And now I know why, in the Old Testament, God kept telling the Israelites, do not forget the things, that I've done. Mm-hmm. Do not forget the things your eyes have seen and the things that I've done. And he realized how inspiring and how faith-building and how hope-giving these testimonies are. And so my word is always, if you're listening and you have a chance to share your testimony, to do that. It doesn't have to be, on this platform, although we'd love for that to happen. But just sharing your testimonies with others, realizing the effect that we can have on other people that are listening, that just some of them that just need that ounce of hope, mm-hmm. to strengthen their faith, to help them step into something or step into something new or an area where they've treaded very very lightly and they've hesitated to step into that arena.
And I think your verse is very appropriate for the season that we're in, that we are moving into stepping into being the city on a hill, and the enemy does not want to see that happen, right? And so the verses that you shared, that we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony, mm-hmm. there is going to be a sense that we need to overcome, because the enemy does not want to see us do that. So
yes.
There will be, I have a sense that, he's going to try to fight back.
Yeah.
And so the building up of our faith, the strengthening of our people through the testimonies and through hearing what the Lord is doing in other people is really going to help us in that setting when it feels like we're under attack, to mm-hmm. continue to move in faith and to overcome.
Yes.
And so as we're stepping into this as a church, I have a sense that, yes, the enemy will try to slow us down or stop us. Mm-hmm. But because of who God is, because of how big and how he's already won the war, we're going to be able to overcome, and we're going to be able to see the battle in front of us and not be afraid, but be able to say, we are going to overcome because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimonies that we have been strengthened by, and we're going to not allow the enemy to stop us from what the Lord is calling us to,
and
being the city on a hill.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, John, 2024 has passed. Now we're coming up on 2025. I wanted to kick off this, not kick off the episode, but kick off this year with giving you an opportunity to share some of your vision and some of what you're looking forward to for Catalyst Stories for 2025. So would you like to share a little bit about what you're looking forward to for this coming year?
I think more of the same, more of what we've been doing in the past. It's always been about pointing people to the Father, mm-hmm. and if we can keep our eyes on Father God, and it's so easy, right, to turn to other people or to rely on our own strength, right? Mm-hmm. I'm guilty of that, to rely on our own strength. But if we can look to Father God first and say, God, what are you doing in the moment? I've been doing that a lot more recently, instead of saying, God, why are you doing this? Or why is this happening to me? I've been asking the question, God, what are you doing in the moment? Because there's something that God is doing, or that he wants to show us, or he wants to take us through. And so I've been approaching it with that mindset more. And I hope to have that mindset more in 2025 and capture what is God doing in the midst of the strife, in the midst of the challenges that people are going through, in the midst of the fears and the doubts, what God is doing. And I think that's such an important element for capturing these testimonies, because like you said, it's not easy, right? You know, especially when the enemy is trying to feed us lies or trying to take away and steal, rob us of our hope. And and as John 10:10 says, you know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so I look forward to hearing about God's abundance and through the midst of the challenges, how he has come through. And I guess that's been the same every year, but that's what I'm looking forward to also in 2025.
Yeah, I'm excited about 2025 as well, because I really have been blessed by all of the testimonies that have been shared already. And I'm looking forward to all of the things that are upcoming. And even as we were prepping for this episode, we were talking about some of the different names of different people that potentially could come on.
It's like, yes.
Oh, I want to hear from that. I want to hear from that person. So
you're throwing down the gauntlet right now.
I'm not going to name any names.
The challenge.
Because I've gotten in trouble for telling John certain names of people, maybe relatives of mine. Okay, not my wife, but other relatives of mine have not necessarily gotten upset with me for kind of referring them to John, but we're kind of joking about that. But
yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to throw any people's names out there in particular, but if you're a part of our church, you have a story.
Yeah.
And your story, I feel like that's something that John and I were talking about earlier, is that I think a lot of times we minimize our stories, or we minimize our view of who we are and what God can do through us and in us. And so if you're a part of our church, God is doing something in you.
Yeah.
God has done something in you. And that's why you're a part of our church.
Yeah.
And that's why you're listening to this podcast, because God has been working in you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you have a story to tell. And so if you haven't been on the podcast, John makes it super easy to come on.
Yeah.
He's a great host. He's also behind the scenes a great guy to be able to talk to and help to navigate and understand, help you to understand the significance of your story and how much of an impact your story can make in the life of someone else.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes people say, or people have told me, oh, but my story is so insignificant, or, oh, my story is so small, or in God's view, there are no small stories.
No.
And so I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this episode and you haven't shared a story, come on, have John go through the wandering map with you. Have him help you to navigate, and he'll find a story that the Lord has done in your life.
Yeah.
And so if you don't even know if you have a story to share, John will help you to discover what the right story is for you to share.
Yeah.
And the ways that the Lord can use that story to bless someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. And those stories are there, Damon. And let me just close by saying that it's not even a question of whether sharing your testimony might have an impact. It will have an impact. And I know firsthand, because every single testimony that has been shared on Catalyst Stories, someone has approached us, right? Either you or me or someone else in our church, and said, that testimony blessed me, because whether it's helping them increase their faith or step into something that they weren't going to step into before. You just shared that today, Damon, about what Kyle shared. It does have impact, and it gives glory to God, and it points people to Father God, and that your sharing your testimony does have great impact.
Yes. So we would love to encourage you, if you're listening to this, approach John. You can come talk to me as well. We also have put a link on our website under Catalyst Stories that has an email address. So if you don't see us very often, you can send us an email to podcast@catalystchristiancommunity.org that will, and let us know, you know, who you are and that you have a story to tell, and that we'll reach out to you to try to set up a time for you to come in and record. And if you can't come in, we can also do phone interviews and things like that too. So we want to make it easy, as easy as possible, for people to participate and share their testimony on Catalyst Stories. So we want to make it as easy for you as possible. So like I said, John is a great guy. He's great at making people feel comfortable to come on and share their story and helping to pull different things out, different ways that the Lord is moving. Even times when you don't think he is, God is moving. And John's Amen. Great at helping people to recognize those things and the different themes of their life and the ways that the Lord is moving in those themes. So like I said, we want to make it as easy as possible. So if you have a story that you want to share, reach out to us, let us know, and we'll try to set up a great time to record. So I think that's about it. John's giving me the thumbs up. So I think that's about it for this episode. We want to just say thank you to everyone for listening. And we're thankful for all of the people that have already come on and shared their story on Catalyst Stories. And we're excited to hear all of the new stories. But before we close, John usually ends our episode with a prayer. So I'd love to lift up a prayer for this year for Catalyst Stories. So join me in prayer.
Yeah.
Father God, we just are so encouraged by all the stories of people and the ways that they've experienced you over this past year and the years before. We thank you for this platform and this, and for John especially, for his heart to hear people's stories about what you're doing in their life and to be able to share that with other people. And God, personally, I just want to say thank you for giving John that vision through the prophecy from 40 years ago of what you're going to be doing in his life and the ways that he's going to be impacting your kingdom with his voice. And this is a great platform for that, for people to be able to experience stories and hear stories about what you're doing and how great of a God you are through Catalyst Stories. So just want to say thank you for John, and thank you for all of the stories that we're about to hear this coming year in 2025 of all the amazing things that you're doing. Yes. Because you are a great God and you are moving. So we ask for your blessing upon our church and upon all the people in the whole world, because that's what you've called us to do, is to bless the whole world through your Son. So we thank you, Jesus, for coming, living, dying, sacrificing yourself for us so that we can have new life in you. So thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So, John, would you like to close us off with your standard closing?
Sure, you bet. So take the time to reflect on and share your God-given testimonies and see how God uses you to become a catalyst of encouragement and inspiration to others. God bless.